Back for the final time on our second-to-last preview show prior to a 2011 season that will begin. You're going to find this program and those that will be airing in the coming weeks archived on Bisons.com leading up to opening day for the Herd. Buffalo will open their 126th season of professional baseball on opening day presented by Subway Thursday, April the 7th against the Syracuse Chiefs in downtown Buffalo at Coca-Cola Field, 3:05 with the first pitch. Plenty to talk about that day as well, debuting the Bison's TV HD board. Players will run onto a brand new playing surface, and hopefully, if Mother Nature is cooperating that day, they'll keep the lights off for an additional day, but then the lights will pop back on, those brand new lights and new light poles for the first Friday night bash, Friday, April the 8th. 12 Friday night bashes in all. Games are scheduled this summer, presented by Seneca Niagara Casino and Hotel. It'll also be the debut of sorts for Bison manager Ken Obergefell, who assumed his bench duties in New York. Part of the Mets staff in the transition of the 2008 season, serving as a first base coach, Obi came back to manage in Buffalo the previous two seasons. This winter, Mets manager Terry Collins alluded the need for a personality that would be the opposite of his fiery temperament. Obi's calm demeanor and deserving resume earned him the promotion as he settled in with the new staff.
It's been great this spring, Ben. Working with Terry's been outstanding. He told me to coordinate the camp. I've been coordinating the camp. We've been getting along great in the games. We communicate well with each other, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited, and we definitely are different, personalities, which I think is going to be a good combination.
Now the bench coach with the New York Mets, but so familiar with many of the players that he's been able to watch in Mets camp because you had him last year in Buffalo. Anybody impress you right off the bat?
Well, a lot of them have. Dude has really impressed me. He's had a really, really good spring. Nick Evans has had a good spring. A lot of the younger guys have done well. So I know most of these guys. I've had most of them somewhere in the organization, and it's exciting to see them, working their tail off trying to win jobs, but more importantly, to have success. And these guys have worked hard. We've had a good camp up to this point, and I think guys are now getting ready for the season to get started.
These young guys put into some really heated battles, second base, the situation in right field as camp winds down as well. As now a coach and ultimately a mentor and somebody that they've gotten to know in the last couple of years, what kind of resource do you try to be to keep them all level-headed and keep them focused to try to win a job?
Well, I try to tell them just to be theirself. Don't try to do more than you're capable of doing. And, we've got great coaching staff here, too. And Chip Hale works with all the infielders. He's very good with them, talking with them, and trying to keep them with that level, even keel type thing instead of getting all worked up or, oh, no, I got to do this and that. So they've all worked. They're very competitive, which is good. It's good to see the competition in spring training. And, it'll play itself out, and one of them's going to break as a second baseman.
Yeah. Somebody's going to win a job. Somebody could win another job. Who knows what the last couple of days here in spring camp will be in Port St. Lucie. Some of the guys already shipped out to minor league camp. They'll be with Tim Tuffel this year. We saw a little bit of Kirk Nieuwenhuis as well. He struggled at the AAA level. How, through the offseason and now early on, has he bounced back?
Well, last year, Ben, when he came up, he struggled early. But I think that last week he started swinging the bat a little bit better in Buffalo. And he's hit, this spring he struggled a little bit early, and then he started hitting again. He's just, he's got such his timing. He's got that timing getting that foot down. And if he's not getting that foot down on time, he's not going to have his timing. But he's worked hard. He's got a lot of tools. And I think he's going to put up some pretty good numbers this year in Buffalo or wherever he is. He's one of those guys that anything can happen because he can play everywhere in the outfield. And he'll work hard. And you never hear. You never hear about him because he's never in any trouble or any of that stuff. He's just a quiet type guy that goes about his business.
We've spent so much time talking about the position players, but talk about numbers and putting up numbers. Dylan G did that last year, and he's already gearing himself up for another season. Can we expect another year of maturity as well on Henry Mejia?
I think so. I think it's good for Henry to go down there and start, get innings, get his development, keep continuing to go. But, he had a good spring. He was having a good spring here. He's throwing the ball well, but... I think the big thing with him is to go down there, get innings, get work, and pitch on a schedule like every fifth day and do well. And I'm sure he'll be in New York sometime 40 years out.
Obi, we always appreciate the time. Thanks.
All right, Ben. Thank you.
Oberfell had plenty of his former players from the past year's club. In fact, 19 position players have appeared in a Mets spring game this season that have worn a Buffalo uniform in just the past two seasons of affiliation. One of the players that didn't see the amount of time on the field he wanted last year, Jason Prydy, missed 103 games with a right hamstring injury. He landed on the disabled list in mid-May, and in his first at-bat returning at the end of June, popped the same hammy and missed the remainder of the year. Though through the offseason, Prady's focus has been prepping his legs for the season ahead.
I mean, it's just been, getting it strong, working out a little bit, trying to really focus on getting my lower half strong to cover for that hamstring that might be a little weaker. Hurting it three times, a lot of scar tissue built up. So, just kind of been, it's been tough, but, been a good process. I'm finally feeling strong, feeling good. Got some run-ins, a couple stolen bases here and there. So, it's finally feeling good. Hopefully it holds up for me.
When you spend so much time focusing on the injury and the hamstring and getting the strength up, how does that affect you working on the mental side of the game and then the timing at the plate?
It's tough. It took me a couple weeks there when I first got here to really trust myself to go all out. I was nursing a little bit, and, rightly so after that, just every time I was on the bases thinking, uh-oh, here it goes, or what if. But it's part of, that's just part of the game, mentally tough everywhere, and it was just a new challenge for me. I had never been hurt like that before, so it's a new challenge, just like you got to stay mentally tough at the plate and in the field on your ups and downs. I had to stay mentally tough and trust that everything I was doing was right, and the whole process of rehabbing was good, and just try to be mentally strong, which hopefully it worked, and I think I'm feeling good now.
What are you happy with at this point in spring training now, just a matter of days from opening day?
I'm just happy that my legs are finally starting to feel like they're under me a little bit, not really thinking about as much. Legs are starting to get unsore, all the little things, and I'm just happy to start playing some games. I mean, I didn't get too many at-bats up there. I had a little setback up in big league camp for about a week, so I didn't get quite as many at-bats as I wanted to, so I'm just ready to get down here, get some games in before opening day.
Things can change minute by minute, but you look at what Buffalo could be on paper, it looks like a pretty solid team. A little bit different than what we had last year, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got a great organization here full of talent all the way from the low levels all the way up. And, last year we had a little more veteran team, some guys who'd been around the league a little bit, a lot of free agent guys. But this year, we got some great young talent coming up, a lot of prospects. And, if everything shapes up, you saw last year with injuries, you never know what can happen. But if everything shapes up, I think we're going to be putting a pretty competitive team out there on the field.
We'll see you in a couple of days. Thanks for the time.
All right, sounds good.
The season ended on a disappointing note for Toby Stoner. Following 22 starts and a brief stop in New York, bone chips in his right elbow and a shoulder strain, he too landed on the disabled list. The righty avoided surgery on the shoulder but did have his elbow operated on. Both injuries forced Stoner from the mechanics that had led to his September promotion in 2009, a form that he's trying to find as he returns to the mound.
It's been a focus on getting back to the right mechanics and then getting back to healthy, getting ready to throw the way I did in 2009. The elbow, everything went well with the elbow this off season where I had surgery on the bone spur and bone chips, and just hoping to get back, get my arm conditioned, and be ready to go in about a month.
The good news is they could avoid the shoulder, and that seems to be the red flag with a lot of pitchers. Is that the best news for after this entire off season for you as well?
Oh, most definitely, because bone spurs and bone chips and a bone spur, that's a very minor operation, very quick recovery, 2 months. But with me pitching with that, my shoulder overcompensated for it. So what I'm doing now is I'm strengthening my shoulders, strengthening the scap muscles up a little bit, and just getting back into pitching form and being ready to start the season out.
A couple of days left in regular spring training, but that will be extended for you, obviously, to build that strength up. The good news is you're going to be on the mound soon. Take us from that moment on. What's the plan?
Try to get back to, again, like I said, the right mechanics. My velocity hopefully will come back. I'm not worried about that. I just want to get on the mound, get comfortable, stay healthy, stay pain-free or even sore-free. It's going to be different, being able to extend the elbow all the way. Last year, I wasn't able to do that. Even throwing out to 120 and 150, the ball's coming out a lot better than what it did. The elbow has there's no pinching in it. The shoulder doesn't have any impingement like it did. So I guess the rehab that I'm doing is working, and the shoulder's getting stronger.
We talked last year about yo-yoing up and down. Some starts would be good. Some starts wouldn't be good when you look at the numbers as well. But is that a direct result of the pain that you were feeling that time in your body trying to shake things up?
100%. I wasn't myself last year. When I went out to pitch, I tried to just keep my team in the game. I went out every fifth day, and it was a battle. I don't think I went out there one day where I was just a smooth game and I could just go with it. It was a mental a mental drag also, knowing that my arm was sore. As pitchers, we pitch through soreness, but knowing that my arm wasn't right, but me competing and trying to just keep my team in the game the best I could, it got to a point where I had to shut it down. So, yeah, my velocity dropped. Changeup was popping out, not coming out like a fastball. My slider was loopy, not sharp. It was just an all-around rough and frustrating season last year.
We'll tap your knowledge as well about the themes here in camp and the excitement that seems to be around the Buffalo Club, the addition of Tim Tuffle taking the reins since Obi left and went to the big leagues. The last couple of years, can you kind of bring us full circle in what it's been like and how excited you are to get back and be eventually part of the Bisons and then the Mets?
I'm very excited to get back up there. The team, I'm watching our infield right now, and the way they're playing and the way it's just laid out looks really, really good. I've seen them swinging a little bit. They're making good contact with balls, and I know it's early right now, but and we've got the pitchers coming. That I don't know if they're gonna have more trickle down from the big league camp, but what I see right now, I'm very pleased with our rotation. What I see is possible starters looks really good. I know they want Mejia to start try to get some innings in as a starter, build him up. He's just dirty, but. But as a team, especially under Tim Tuffle, I played with him in low A, and I played with him under him high A a little bit. But a great manager, fun to play for, makes the game fun. He goes about the business. He wants to go out and win games.
You're the best, Toby. Thanks for the scouting report, too.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Stoner was really excited after talking with us in camp. He's scheduled to throw off the mound for the first time on Monday. Kirk Neuenhuis was excited to be at big league camp as well this spring, and of his four hits with the Mets uniform on, three went for extra bases. That's a theme we witnessed with the Herd, when 11 of his 27 hits were also for extra bags. Last season started in Double-A, he then would finish with Buffalo, and that followed a resurgent fall that has Kirk Neuenhuis focused on a season ahead.
It's been a great experience so far, and I'm just ready to get up to Buffalo and start the season for sure. I think we all are.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to end spring training at that season rolling where the games at least are a little bit meaningful, and you have to be excited about the team that's sketched out on paper right now.
Yeah, definitely. We're all real excited, and we're all ready to go. We're chomping at the bit, and hopefully get up there soon.
As you guys move through the ranks, and now you're right on the cusp of going to the big leagues as well, you guys kind of graduate as classes through the system. Is it a much easier going clubhouse when you guys can go through the years after getting drafted and play on the individual teams together?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a few of us that have played together for quite a while, and here and there we play with the different guys like Russ and Pascucci and stuff. So it's a great mix. I think we got a good team this year.
Once you break camp and go to Buffalo, obviously you're going to keep your thumb on what's going on with the big league team. What was that experience like for you this past spring?
It was a great experience. Got a lot of good reps, a lot of good playing time, at bats and stuff like that. So it was a good experience for me, and hopefully can make it count.
Is that something that can catapult you through minor league camp and then get you ready for a Triple-A season?
Yeah, I think so. Being down here a little bit earlier than everybody else helped a little bit, and so now, right now is a good time for me to get going and enroll right into spring.
What's been working well for you right now?
Just working with the new guys, working with Ease and Tuff and stuff like that, getting back together on swing and stuff like that. It's been going really well.
Is there one thing that you've been focusing on to improve on, in the approach at the plate?
No, not really. Haven't picked out anything specific, just trying to get the swing ironed out again. And ready to go for the season.
Any adjustments from last year? I know you were tweaking some things when you were in Buffalo last year and started to slide after the success at Double-A, which Tuff knows all about. He raved at how you got started last year.
Yeah. No, I think, last year I was just trying to make too many major adjustments. And, this year just trying to iron it out a little bit and be more consistent.
All right. Well, finish up here strong. A couple of days left, and we'll see you in Buffalo.
All right. Thank you.
Tap for center field in Buffalo, Kirk Neuenhuis, like many other players that we talk with, are ready for camp to break and begin the journey towards a championship here in Buffalo. Next week, we'll join you for our final preview show leading up to opening day. It's the Bisons and the Chiefs with pregame coverage starting at 2:30 before the season's first pitch. It's time for us to say goodbye, and we're back next Sunday beginning at 5 o'clock. Visiting you again from Port St. Lucie and also bringing you a feel of what's new at Coca-Cola Field. All season long, All season long, you'll find Bison Baseball right here on the Bison's flagship station. Bison's Baseball this season is a service of Evans Bank. Experience a better way. Damon College, a world of opportunity. The Hamburg Casino. You bet you'll love the Hamburg Casino. Transwave Communications. Excellence in wireless and fiber optic and structured cable systems. Napa. Bison fans get their auto parts at Napa. The Hyatt Regency. In the heart of the theater and entertainment district, downtown Buffalo. Zweigel's. Rich in quality and tradition for over five generations. Time Warner Cable. The power of you. Twin Village Recycling. Western New York's biggest buyer of scrap metal. Upstate Farms. Generations of quality. Bison Baseball also brought to you by the Carpet Factory Outlet. Sportsnet New York. SNY's the TV home of the New York Mets. Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Ficta Indel and Elmer Eye Associates. Better doctors, better vision. To find your home, Western New York's premier real estate website and publication. The American Red Cross. Seneca Gaming Corporation. The real deal for real players. Goya. If it's Goya, it's gotta be good. Chevrolet. Visit ChevyDealers.com. And in part by Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. Be our guest. Let us do the rest. We pass along many thanks to all of our guests joining us from Port St. Lucie, the spring training home of the New York Mets. Tip of the cap to Matt Sanfilippo, and next week we're back at spring training before returning to Buffalo to get you geared up for the season ahead. I'm Ben Wagner. Join us again right here next Sunday at 5 o'clock on the Bison's Baseball Network.